Canty and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Amber Wilson hanging out with us all week long on the show. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we got Thursday Night Football coming up here. We are back. We had our one-day reprieve of weeknight NFL football, and now we are back. Thursday Night Football is a hot ticket. Hot tickets brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. And one way you can consume Thursday Night Football tonight will be on Prime Video. You'll hear the call for 49ers Titans featuring Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm on the call. They will also be on the call on Prime Video for Browns Packers on Saturday. Andrea Kramer, Emmy-winning journalist and Thursday Night Football analyst, joins us now on the Goodyear Hotline. Andrea, how are you?
Hello, Mike. How are you doing? Can I have a moment here, please?
Absolutely.
First of all, you must give your father my very best. And you must give Jake and Jenny my very best as well, because, you know, you're and of course your mom, and of course Chris. But, you know, our paths haven't crossed as much, but I go way back, Uncle Bob even, with your family. So I'm thrilled to be on with you.
Very excited for our paths to cross in this way. Hopefully it happens in real life soon. But, yes, we'll pass that along to everyone. I have heard so many good things over the years from the rest of the Golic family about you, Andrea. So excited to have you on with us today, and certainly happy holidays to you and yours. And we mentioned Thursday Night Football that you and Hannah have coming up. I guess just in general, as someone who's covered the league as long as you have, prepping for a game right now with all the news constantly about who will be in or out of the lineup because of COVID-19, is this as difficult a time as you can remember to try and get your arms around what's going to be going on the field in these games?
Well, Mike, you know, we're broadcasting the Christmas game, the Browns Packers, and about a half an hour ago, I just got off with the Packers general manager, and we did our production calls with the Packers, and we did our production calls with the Browns today, and I'll be in with the Browns general manager tomorrow. And I like to say, in COVID times, the GMs were like my best friends. I mean, I hearken back to last year when we had Packers Niners, and one team basically had no wide receivers. The other team had no running backs. And I remember being on the phone with John Lynch, the Niners GM, and his assistant GM, Adam Peters. I'm like, okay, who is this? You're bringing him up, and what's his background? I mean, it's just crazy. You know, look, this is the world that we've been living in for 2 years, even though, as we all know, the numbers are much worse, you know, these past couple of weeks than they were last season. It's really hard for the teams and for broadcasters as well. It's just, you know, it's a constant juggling act of who's going to clear and when. And then, of course, even if they do clear the COVID protocol, you know, what is their fitness level? What is the conditioning level? You know, Baker Mayfield's had his Peloton, but, you know, how's he going to be if he clears, you know, that type of thing. So there's so many different variables that go in, and, you know, you're just like the teams in terms of you have to prepare for a number of different people, but you sort of know that the schemes are going to be fairly intact.
Well, on that subject, the Titans, they've been decimated in many ways all season. Now they're decimated as well in terms of their O-line, Andrea. So how can the Tennessee Titans stop Nick Bosa and that 49ers defense?
Number one, guys, just so you know, I mean, we're not calling the game tonight. Our Thursday Night Football schedule is actually done. We are calling the game on Christmas Day. But Amazon's Thursday Night Football, it actually ended last week. But in terms of, look, we did not have the Titans on Thursday Night Football this year, or the Niners, actually, as a matter of fact. But, you know, the bottom line is that anytime you are going against Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, any of the Bosa, you name it, Myles Garrett, who we have, hopefully, despite his groin injury, you're able to go on Saturday. Anytime you have the game wrecker, as they're called, you know, you're sliding protections. You need to be able to just make sure that they don't take over the game, and that your quarterback, whether it's Ryan Tannehill, whether it's you know, Aaron Rodgers, they have time to get the ball out and things of that nature. I mean, obviously, look, no great surprise, you know, counting down the days to see if Derrick Henry does get back at all and if they make it long enough to get into the playoffs. But, you know, the run game is always going to diffuse a pass rush if you can get it going. And I'm sure that that's one of the things that the Titans are aiming for tonight.
See, Andrea, that's why you're an Emmy-winning journalist and, of course, Thursday Night Football and primetime video analyst, because you still handled that like a pro, even though I unfortunately had some wrong information there. So let me ask you about the game that you are, in fact,
okay,
doing here with the Browns-Packers, because I can attribute that same question, of course, to the Cleveland Browns. They have also been decimated by these
correct
COVID issues. Do the Browns have a chance if they don't have Baker under center?
Well, listen, I mean, Amber, this is a season where the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Buffalo Bills. So to me, that is the template for can any team win? Absolutely. There's no question. Now, going into Lambeau, when Aaron Rodgers is on the cusp of making history, you know, just because they need one more thing, that the Browns need one more thing going against them, it's going to be a very daunting task. But listen, both offensive lines have certainly been works in progress. A lot of young players. I think that for Baker Mayfield, hopefully trending towards playing, Saturday is actually his 10th day. So if he were to clear tomorrow, he travels with the team. If he doesn't clear by tomorrow, he would have to travel separately and then hopefully test negative on game day, actually on Saturday. But, you know, listen, I certainly, you know, talked with him today, saw him today, and he's chafing at the bit to get back out there. It's been a very difficult season with, you know, sort of one injury after another for him. You know, anytime you're a quarterback and, you know, you're dealing with shoulder injuries or feet injuries or anything like that, which he's literally head to toe, it's been very, very difficult. But, you know, and having J.C. Treader, their center test positive today, again, it's sort of one more blow that they're getting. But hopefully some guys will start to clear, some even more guys will start to clear. But mainly, you know, can Myles Garrett go despite this groin injury?
Ken Angola Jr. talking to Andrea Kramer with us on the Goodyear Hotline. Going to be on the call for Browns-Packers on Prime Video this weekend. On the other side, the quarterback situation, really the team situation. You mentioned the Green Bay offensive line and how in flux it's been this season. How has Aaron Rodgers been able to not only overcome that, but overcome it at an MVP level?
Well, I think that when you're Aaron Rodgers and you can get yourself in and out of situations with such aplomb, Mike, I think that, you know, if you're going to have a team that's going to have offensive line issues, this is the one to have it. I mean, he can pretty much work his way out of pretty much anything. I think that, listen, not having Bakhtiari in there towards ACL December 31st of last year, you know, they'd love to try to get him, you know, get him some kind of time, maybe by the end of the season, certainly not tomorrow. You know, that would be a great thing. But, you know, Yash Nyman has done a great job stepping in. You know, John Runyon, who your dad will remember very, very well, you know, done a great job at left guard. He's been in there, you know, replacing Lucas Patrick since week two. So their offensive line has held up fairly well. You know, they did give up three sacks last week, but you know, the benefit of playing with a veteran who can ad lib the way he can, really, Mike, the hardest thing becomes for these young guys is that Aaron can change to plays that aren't even in the game plan. So, you know, the degree, the need to be flexible is really strong, but if you have offensive line issues, you know, the quarterback you want behind you to make everything still work, you know, so beautifully is Aaron Rodgers.
It certainly is. And making it work to the tune of now getting set to become the Packers' all-time leader in touchdown passes this weekend. Going to be an exciting one to watch. You guys can check out Andrea Kramer alongside Hannah Storm on Prime Video. Going to be a great call as always. Andrea, I've already gotten texts from my family telling me to say hello to you. So they all send their best. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and a great call this weekend.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And to you, your families, and all your listeners, have a wonderful holiday. And above all, stay healthy, guys.
Absolutely. Please do the same. That is Andrea Kramer, again, Emmy Award-winning journalist here, part of the great crew, calling this game on Prime Video between the Browns and the Packers. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want to hear what gift you want Santa to bring your favorite team. We got plenty of you on the Goodyear hotline that we will get to coming up next here. Candy and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Alan Hahn.
And Bart Scott from the Bart and Hahn Show.
Wishing you a happy holiday season.
From all of us at ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Andy and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Get you right heading into the weekend here. We didn't get to talk to our usual friends around here, Stanford Steve, the Bear, try and line your pockets with money over the holiday weekend. But make no mistake, as we approach bowl season in the NFL's Week 16, we'll get you right on the plus side with a couple of underdogs you can look at in this weekend. Although, speaking of stuff I wouldn't have bet on, Amber, amazing to see this. The Rams have designated running back Cam Akers to return from IR. He tore his Achilles this last summer and now may already have an opportunity to return here. I mean, in the same time where we've seen plenty of running backs deal with severe injury this week, we've talked a lot about Derrick Henry and others. See anyone potentially coming back within the same calendar year from an Achilles is insane.
I mean, not even just the same calendar year. I think it's been 5 months since that injury, right? Is that right?
Yeah, 5 months.
How can you come back that 5 months?
Built I mean, different.
It practically took me 5 months to recover from a sprained ankle. Nevertheless, a torn Achilles. This is really remarkable stuff.
It's pretty amazing. And for a team in the Rams who we know has gotten by Sony Michel, great acquisition for them early in the year from the Patriots to kind of supplement that running back group that has Darrell Henderson and the rest there, would be a massive get for that team down the stretch of this season. So as we talk about so many people losing guys to COVID-19, to other injuries down the stretch here, the Rams could be poised to get something back. Now, we don't know what he'd be able to do or anything like that, but to see Achilles trending on Twitter, and for a good reason for once, was a tremendously welcome respite from what's usually a hell site there. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet passenger is injured in a car accident, get help paying for vet expenses. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Get a quote at progressive.com. All right, we asked you, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, what you want Santa to bring your favorite team for this holiday season here. We got a few of you to get to here. Let's go to Jake in Arizona. Jake, you're on Canty and Golic Jr. Who's your team? What's your wish?
Hey, guys. Just want to wish you a happy holidays. My team is the Minnesota Vikings, sadly at times. My wish for my team is that both Zimmer and Spielman are gone. Thanks, guys.
Zimmer and Spielman both gone. And Amber, while that's certainly not something we like to predict, root forever, you know, these are people's livelihoods, families are involved. We've said for a while on here, it has seemed like it's trending that way, unfortunately, for Mike Zimmer and for Rick Spielman, the GM, which also calls into question what the future for Kirk Cousins looks like, who's got one very well-paid year left on that fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions there about the Minnesota Vikings. And Mike Zimmer recently shrugged at a question about his job security. He hears all the rumblings as well. He must know that he is on the hot seat after all these years. So lots of questions. And I do actually think that you could be in a position where that caller may get his wish, frankly.
Yeah, I would say more than likely, I would see both of those people probably be being gone. This is a team that was built for so long on defense, and we still see Harrison Smith's a Pro Bowler this year, guy you just paid another contract to, a third deal in a Vikings uniform. There's been productive parts, but whether it's injury, the decision-making, or otherwise, when you start to see the foundation that is supposed to be the head coach's side of the ball falter, it's usually a good sign that something wicked this way comes. For my money, if you've got a chance to unload Kirk Cousins this offseason, try and get something in the way of a trade for him and really turn the page on this, I don't know if Kellen Mond, their backup and mid-round pick out of Texas A&M, would be the guy, but a hard reset should be just that, a hard reset across the board. Let's go to Dustin in Sacramento. Dustin, you're on Canty and Golic Jr. Who's your team? What's your wish?
I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, and I know not to set my wishes too unrealistically. I just wish for an ACC title game appearance. Let's keep it realistic.
You know what, I mean, Amber, I feel like that is.
Well, I was going to hop in here and be like, Dustin, I feel like you've gotten your wishes, man. Like, be easy on what you're wishing for, right? Because I feel like getting Mario Cristobal and then them actually spending money. And I saw a headline today, I haven't looked into it, but that they are going to have the highest paid assistant coaches in the ACC. All of that is a remarkable turnaround for the University of Miami. Thank you, Kirk Herbstreit, for everything he did to get the university to a point where they actually started realizing that spending money on that football program does in fact matter and will make money for everybody. That has been something that has not been a priority at UM for a long time. It has become a priority in a huge way in the last few weeks here. And Dustin should feel pretty good, even if they don't immediately win a conference title. Although, yes, that ACC, I mean, it is kind of up for grabs, and we saw what happened with Clemson this season. So it's maybe not completely outlandish, but maybe give Cristobal like a couple years to win the conference title. I feel like they've already gotten a lot of their wishes answered, granted, for at least the time being.
Yeah, it's amazing where they came into all that money, if anyone wants to go look into that. But also,
we don't do that in Miami. Hold on. No. Golic, you don't look into where money comes from in Miami. Do you not know anything about Miami? We'll talk off air later.
Unfortunately, I know a little bit too much about this situation. But
don't ask questions.
I will say in this spot, too, you mentioned what they've already got wish-wise here. This program also has one of, I think, the few answers at the quarterback position that's going to return next year. Tyler Van Dyke down the stretch, who filled in once De'Aaron King was injured, became one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC during the second half of the season. And in a year where we're going to see Kenny Pickett likely depart, likely Brennan Armstrong from Virginia, Sam Howell at North Carolina. The Clemson quarterback room has some volatility for the first time in a while after a down year from DJ Uiagalelei. Now all of a sudden, yeah, Caden Slovis is transferring into Pitt, but we don't know if it's going to look the same out there. So Miami could be in the advantageous spot of bringing back a young, very productive core from last season.
I mean, the reason that Dustin was tentative there and asking for his wish is because Canes fans for a long time now, for 20 years, have learned time and again that every time we always think that they're back, that the Canes are back, they're never actually quite there, even if they should be. So we've gone down this path many, many times with this Hurricanes program. You are right. On paper, Tyler Van Dyke is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. You could make your argument. So yes, that program should now, with a coach that I think is going to be very good and coming from Oregon and coming back home to Miami, you would think that they are going to be in a position to really compete in that conference. But again, if I'm a Canes fan, like, just, you know, you've gotten a lot of your wishes granted. Like, just breathe easy for a minute. Let's let it play out.
Based on how this hiring cycle was handled by Hurricanes fans, I would not expect much patience in this process.
Not known for that down there, that's for sure.
We will see how it works out here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up next, we will take a look at some long odds and underdogs heading into this weekend in sports. We'll do that after we tell you about what's coming up on Christmas Day. The annual NBA on Christmas Day tradition continues with five of the best gifts that anyone could ask for. The star-studded schedule kicks off at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. On ESPN, you're going to get the Hawks taking on the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. Incredible. Over on ABC, the Celtics are going to square off against the champion Bucks, followed by the Suns hosting the red-hot Golden State Warriors. Then on ABC and ESPN, the Nets battle the Lakers, with the day capped off by the Mavs clashing with the Jazz. 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. An incredible Christmas Day on NBA lineup. Back after this, Canty and Golic Jr., ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Freddie Coleman from Freddie and Fitz.
This is Sarah Spain.
Hi, this is Dari Noka from Dari and Mel on ESPN Radio.
All of us at ESPN Radio would like to wish you happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And a fantastic new year.
This is ESPN Radio.
Ian Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. This weekend preview is brought to you by GEICO. Whether you rent or own, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to GEICO.com today. Mike Golic Jr. and Amber Wilson. getting you guys set and taking you up till the holidays here. We are back. We're going to have Thursday night football again tonight here. Amber, God help everyone who had to go the entire day on Wednesday without NFL football played during the midweek. Lift them up in prayer. Their salvation is at hand.
It is here, baby.
It is finally here. And so, since we're getting close to Thursday night football, which means we're getting close to the Saturday NFL football we got this weekend, in addition to the Sunday, it is a wonderful time of year, minus all the people that are out with COVID and dealing with all that stuff right now, trying to focus on some of the positives littered in there, is that you will get football many days in the upcoming weekend. And with that in mind, we know normally we got Stanford Steve, the Bear, Chris Felica to come around here, try and line your pockets with cold hard cash. We thought Amber and I would do our best to help you out in the interim here.
Instead, you got Amber Wilson and Mike Golic Jr.
Which is basically the same here. We can make my nickname the Bear. I kind of resemble a bear.
You kind of do resemble a bear. I can go with that. I just don't know if anybody should be putting their money on our advice, but we'll do our best.
I think they absolutely should. If you want to come out, wait for it, on the plus side. Okay. Shout out to our friends at ESPN Plus here. Taking a look at some dogs heading into the weekend and see if anybody should be on upset alert. Amber, let's start off with Thursday night football. The San Francisco.
Off to a good start.
San Francisco. That sounds like some mid-Atlanta. The San Francisco 49ers heading to Tennessee to play the Titans. The 49ers are 3-point favorites. Amber, Tennessee plus 3 do anything for you on a night where we know they are certainly COVID shorthanded up front?
Well, exactly. That's why this does nothing for me. I mean, already Tennessee has been trending the wrong direction. I mentioned the 13 turnovers they've had in their last three losses, and now they come into this game with more pieces missing, notably now that O-line in protocols. And, of course, the San Francisco 49ers have somebody named Nick Bosa. That's not even getting into it. Weapons like Debo Samuel. This one does nothing for me.
Yeah, I'd say stay far, far away here. The 49ers are rolling. The Titans are decimated. I know they're at home, and that defense has played well at times, but I would say stick with the Niners, lay the points. Don't worry about that one. Amber, we talked to Andrea Kramer, who's going to be on the call for Cleveland at Green Bay this weekend. Cleveland getting 7.5 in this game, so the full touchdown plus here. Can the likely Baker Mayfield-led Browns cover that number for you against the Packers?
Here's the problem with this. Like, for this analysis, I would like the Bear to be here because that feels like a large line to me. And I know there's factors that go into that and, you know, history of Packers covering or Browns covering, whatever. However that all works. Like I said, don't necessarily put your money on my advice. But trying to simplify this a little bit, I don't like the Cleveland Browns, in any semblance of the word, being able to upset the Green Bay Packers. Whether they can keep it closer than 7.5, that's maybe a different conversation. Although, honestly, I don't have much confidence in any of it. We still don't know the status of Baker. I don't think he's cleared protocols yet. I would imagine he'll be good to go by Saturday. But you know what the Browns have been dealing with in terms of COVID? And now they're dealing with it on a shortened week where they had to play a game against the Raiders on Monday that ends up being pointless because they lose that game because they're missing everybody. Now they have to turn around and arguably play the best team in the NFL on a shortened week. So I certainly do not like the Browns here to be able to do much of anything.
I'll take the Browns and the 7.5 points here, Amber. And here's why for me. We talked to Adam Schefter. He said they expect Baker Mayfield to clear protocols. We also heard that Kevin Stefanski mentioned Jedrick Wills, their left tackle, Jarvis Landry, their wide receiver, and Malik McDowell will all come off the COVID-19 list tomorrow and likely be ready to go for this weekend. And so if you have all that together, plus Myles Garrett against what has been an offensive line comprised now almost solely of backups for the Green Bay Packers, I do not believe the Browns can win it. But I think this could turn into a bit of a rock fight if that D-line for the Browns can get after it a bit in that spot and make Aaron Rodgers' life a little bit tougher. So even in this one, just with the way the health is trending for the Browns in 7.5, that full touchdown, a big deal. Canny and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Let's look at this one. We've talked so much about this. The Colts on the road at Arizona. The Colts getting a point in this one. I was shocked they weren't road favorites. Amber, does that say enough to you to stay away from this?
Oh, I mean, obviously we know what the Colts did against the Patriots. It feels like the Colts, of course, are trending the right direction where the Arizona Cardinals are, you know, losing to the Lions. But this is such a pivotal point in the season for an Arizona team that has been very good. Obviously, this is a very, very close line. Of course, anything can happen. And when you're only talking about a point, I would not feel comfortable betting against the Colts here. Like, they absolutely can get this done and pull off this upset. Because like you said, actually, when I first looked at this as well, I almost expected the Colts to be favored just because of the way things have gone for Arizona lately. But obviously, Arizona's at home. I don't have a very good feeling, honestly, about this game one way or another.
I would look at this one and say just the matchup for me. This is an Arizona team that we saw get pushed around by the Detroit Lions last weekend in an upset win that no one saw coming here. They beat them in large part.
They have to rebound, though. Like, this is it. Like, this is the moment that they have to rebound to change that narrative around them.
They do.
It feels like they're done, though.
I just don't feel like they've got the personnel for it, Amber. Not with what Indianapolis can bring on the other side. We saw the way they went at it on the ground game against a Patriots defense that's far better equipped to be able to do it, and the Colts were still able to have success. Jonathan Taylor still had the day, and so I would take the Colts plus one in this game. I'd take the Colts outright in this game. This one feels like stealing money on the road at Arizona. Let's get one more in, Amber. The Buffalo Bills on the road at New England. The Bills getting 2.5 this game after what we saw go on in Orchard Park in their home turf here. Do you like Buffalo and the points here, Amber?
All day, every day. I know this is 2.5. The wind is not going to be a factor like it was last time these two teams met. It's not supposed to be unreasonably windy in Gillette like it was up there at Orchard Park, like you just mentioned. I think the Buffalo Bills, although they've been a confusing team this season and often underperformed, I just don't think they're going to be the same Buffalo Bills team that the Patriots saw earlier this month. It's obviously an unbelievably important game. The division is up for grabs in this game. I think the Bills end up getting it done. I would take them for the upset.
I like the Bills plus 2.5 here. I still think the Patriots find a way to sneak this one out and get the win. Amber, last week was an everything that can go wrong will go wrong game for New England. Special teams, you had a punt block again, the third punt block on the season for the Patriots, coupled with a couple of Mac Jones turnovers. Not normally a place they find themselves. I can't imagine for me that holds true, but 2.5 points for a Bills offense that's certainly going to have more available to it in this one, that seems like a good number there. That is on the plus side heading into NFL Week 16 already. Crazy reminder, we get 18 weeks of NFL action this week. But coming up next, we get a finale tonight. It will be a series wrap on one of the more famous arena names in all of sports. Next on ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Alan Hahn.
And Bart Scott from the Bart and Hahn Show.
Wishing you a happy holiday season.
From all of us at ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Better believe it. You've been working hard all week. Well, hopefully you haven't. Hopefully you're already on break on the holidays, getting to spend some time with family. Hopefully you get to do that. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Beat the virus, do the right things, and then, you know, have a few adult beverages on Christmas Eve. Wake up Christmas morning a little bit more hungover than you planned on. Open one, maybe two gifts the night before. Hell, you've earned it. Mike Golic Jr., Amber Wilson here on Canty and Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Amber, I don't know if that's sound or sage advice at this point here, but it's all I've got.
Assume it's advice. Now, you said wait essentially until Christmas Eve. I feel like you might be tapping into that advice tonight because you're off work tomorrow.
That is very accurate, Amber. I have a bottle of wine that's already. I started last night, got a little head start here, came home to maybe a care package of ice cream. And let me tell you, I am finding out that as a 32-year-old man, coming home at 11 o'clock after you just saw the new Spider-Man movie and deciding to have a glass of wine and a pint of ice cream before bed is going to lead to a weird pseudo hangover the next morning here, and I didn't like the way I felt.
I could see that, because I feel like sweet drinks, the older you get, become far more problematic. Like, I remember some years ago, me and some of my girlfriends decided it was a great idea to act like tourists and go out. And we got like one of those big fishbowl drinks that everybody drinks out of.
Yeah.
And I regretted it so, so much the next day. I've regretted few things so much in my life. It's just not the same. The sugar with the alcohol just doesn't go down the same the older you get.
No, it is certainly pain. So beware the drink specials. Stick with something and ride with it the whole night if you're 30 plus. If you're new to the party, welcome. We've been expecting you. get a foam roller from somebody for Christmas because your low back is going to start to hurt here. We want to keep the positive thoughts rolling, though. It is the holiday week. We are so close to the finish line. Let's kick it and go three and out.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is Three and Out.
Three and Out here on ESPN Radio. The Indianapolis Colts are leading the way, not just on the field, but no, as the Pro Bowl rosters were announced, Amber, they led the way with an NFL best 7 Pro Bowl nods for their players here. Amber, selfishly, this is just a spot for me to spread Zach Martin propaganda. The offensive guard for the Dallas Cowboys has been in the NFL 7 years and has today been announced to his 7th Pro Bowl team. He's also a 5-time first-team All-Pro, including this year, and a 2-time second-team All-Pro, and certainly a lock first ballot Hall of Famer, provided no one does anything stupid when they're voting.
If you say so, yes, absolutely. I absolutely think that Zach Martin has had an incredible career thus far. I do think that this is an incredible feat as well by the Indianapolis Colts, because they are not the team that I necessarily expected to be taking the cake this year. Like, I think that Colts team is good, but I was a little surprised when they were the team leading the Pro Bowl selections. And Luke Rhodes, their long snapper, that's really the guy who puts them over that edge. So that's pretty cool, because they had 7. The Chiefs had 6, and the Chargers had 6. So it's a long snapper. Put him over the edge. Look at that. Got to give him his due.
Special teams, a full third of the game. You mentioned, though, Luke Rhodes, along with Ryan Kelly, DeForest Buckner, Jonathan Taylor, Darius Leonard, Quentin Nelson, and Kenny Moore the second here. So congratulations to everybody getting that Pro Bowl nod. A lot of first-timers this year. A lot of guys finally getting that call up after putting in some hard work. You saw, certainly for the Raiders, Matt, with the defensive end's name is escaping me right now, unfortunately. Max Crosby, their defensive end, who was very emotional in the press conference, talking about what this meant to him, his road to recovery, dealing with some demons in his personal life. Big accomplishment for all of these guys. Amber, big accomplishment, though, for one arena. Tonight's game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Los Angeles Lakers will be the final event at the arena under the name the Staples Center. It will become the Crypto.com Center after this. And Amber, I know we're switching from the name of a department store to a name of a cryptocurrency, and so it shouldn't feel like this, but I said to someone today, it does weirdly feel like I'm losing something.
I mean, it's an office supply store. Everyone calm down. Everyone's acting like they're tearing down the Staples Center. They're not. Like, they're just changing the name on it. Everyone knows that, right? Because I do think that a lot of people feel like you, that they're losing a piece of themselves somehow with this name change. I'm a little uncomfortable with the direction of the world with crypto. I mentioned that to you the other day.
Yes, like, we're very afraid.
I see it. Like, it's inevitable. It's happening. We're all going to just be trading crypto or whatever you do in that crypto world eventually. Like, credit cards and money probably aren't even going to be a thing. And I'm not going to be able to accomplish paying for anything because I don't understand cryptocurrency, which is really my first foray into feeling old and not understanding technology. So there you go. But this is just another example of that. It reminds me of my inevitable demise. But nevertheless, I do think that it feels like an end of the era. But like at the same time, I think we'll all be okay. It's just the name on the arena, guys.
If we want to look away from our inevitable demise, probably at the hands of our robot overlords who are now dealing strictly in Bitcoin, Amber, might I leave you with this positive note? We are in the midst of bowl season right now. We just watched the Frisco Bowl go off. We saw that now Rutgers is going to play against Wake Forest in the Gator Bowl. But I saw this today online. The PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, which will feature my Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Amber, I saw they had the gift suites today, and the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl lived up to its moniker and gave a whole team full of college kids PlayStation 5s here.
That's cool.
I wonder if they've got leftovers for prominent alumni in an afternoon radio show.
So. I don't think that's a thing, but keep campaigning for it. That is cool. That is a good gift. Tonight, though, however, there's another bowl going on. I don't know if you've heard about the Gasparilla Bowl, but my Gators against, of course, UCF Knights. That is going to kick off here in about 6 minutes. Go Gator.
There we go. Amber, ready to roll into the holidays, ready to roll into the Gasparilla Bowl tonight. little Florida on Florida action in this one. Amber, it has been a fun week. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. Happy holidays to everyone listening. Stick around here on ESPN Radio. Spain and Fitz up next.
Thanks for listening to Canty and Golic Jr., the podcast. You can check the guys out live weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN+.